Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone. So how are y'all doing today? We've got a lot of news going on in the world. A lot of interesting things happening. We've still got the Mark of the Beast now in Walmart. And so, Luca, what are your thoughts right now?
Hanging out.
Anything happened today?
Are we already on?
Nothing
really. Just another basic day. Just waiting for something to happen, I guess. So.
I hear you. We've had a lot of chemtrails.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually noticed them. Noticed some today. I was driving and I actually noticed some pretty big ones. So.
Yeah. I mean, just some funky looking stuff. Bo, do you have anything to say?
Not really. I just got thinking about the whole part about the healthcare thing. I mean, I got the thinking, geez, I've had to put a microchip in a dog before, but I don't want a microchip in me. It was too painful just for me to put it in my own dog. So I don't want to, can you imagine pushing it through your skin? It's a little bit painful to endure. So.
Yeah, never actually, like, it sounds pretty disgusting. I don't know, just having, like, something, like, pressed underneath your skin just grosses me out in general. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of wild, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of funny, though, because even with, like, dogs and stuff, they can track dogs. They've been tracking dogs with chips for a while now. Just wait till they have it in humans.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at what's so funny about it is that the microchip that actually is in dogs, the only way they can technically track them is by waving this little wand thing over it. It doesn't log onto the internet like the with Obamacare will. But the technology is there. They can actually do it. I mean, it's still an RFID chip. It looks like a grain of rice. It's just a little bit, I don't know, to me it's a little bit too thick to go under the skin.
I think I saw you did a video a bit ago, I think you're at Walmart or something, and they even had like a scanner thing.
Yeah.
On this machine.
Hey, we have everyone on the air. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Good. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Roll call, please.
Yeah, roll call, everyone. How was y'all's day?
We've got a bunch of kids that have had rapture dreams, if you want to hear any.
I want to
hear
some.
Go for it.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Ann.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Hi, Ann.
Hey, guys. The first rapture dream I had was me and my family were actually driving towards the city that we live nearby. And as we were driving, all of a sudden the sky got blood red. It was really, really dark red. And as we were driving, we also heard the trumpets. And from that point in my dream, I kind of zoomed out from the vehicle. And I could see the entire city shaking like crazy from like an earthquake. So it was kind
of exactly what's supposed to happen, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've had like three different
cool,
rapture dreams.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, because the earthquake is supposed to take place right at that time, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that you had it.
What was the other dreams, if you want to talk about them?
The second one I had were my brother and I were walking around a subdivision, and it was around nighttime. And I looked up at the sky, and I saw this, like, it looked like a star. It was this really bright star. And it kind of turned into, like, a fiery tornado light coming out of the sky. And then the ground immediately started shaking, and we heard a few trumpets. And my brother and I got excited, so we ran to our house, to our mom. But then in my dream, it zoomed out all the way towards the Middle East over in Israel. And at that point, there was the same star with the fire tornado coming out of the sky. And there were a bunch of people in a room, all dressed in gold, eating and drinking and being merry. And it was like some sort of feast going on at that time.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
The third one I had was more of a personal one. I was basically at, like, a restaurant or something, and I was kind of standing up in the parking lot because everybody was pointing up at the sky. I didn't know what it was, but in my heart I knew it was really excited. As I looked up, there was a whole bunch of angels coming towards us, and one of them grabbed my hand, and I got excited, but I was too scared to know what it would be to be yanked out of the ground. So I kind of closed my eyes, but the speed of it was so intense, it felt like being on the world's largest roller coaster.
Oh.
We're basically flying at, like, lightning.
Cool.
How long ago did you have these dreams?
Huh?
How long ago did you have these dreams?
I think the last one I had was maybe around December. Before then, the first one about driving into the city was around maybe late summer, and then the one about the earthquake was about in maybe October or September, yeah, of this year.
Very good.
Does anybody else have any cool dreams or experiences they want to share?
Hi, my name's Christy. I had one I had one rapture dream where the whole sky turned pink and the whole ground started shaking and I could hear trumpets, and I looked up and this, like, huge palace made out of gold and silver was in the sky, and we started running down the street because we knew we were going to be raptured up, and we leaped up and the angels caught us and pulled us up into heaven. And that's all I remember.
Sounds like a rapture dream to me. That's pretty cool.
Everyone's on the line, so feel free to share, anyone.
Hi, my name is Michael.
Hey, dude, what's
up? Hi, Michael.
Hi. My rapture dream was just like 2 months ago. We were outside, and we were praising God for the beautiful day. And all of a sudden it started snowing, and the sky turned bright blue, and God took us up.
All right.
Wow.
Anyone else
awesome.
Have anything to share?
Hi, my name is Abigail, and I don't remember my rapture dream that was from God, but I did have kind of like a vision. Before I went to sleep, I saw Earth, and I saw these glowing, these white glowing rectangles going up. And that's all I saw, and then I fell asleep.
Huh. That's interesting.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, yes.
Anybody think they can figure out what it meant?
If she drew a picture of it, I actually... keep it on my phone for me, but she said they were people moving so fast that the fastness of her of the speed looked like triangles. So the picture is like of these triangles, which are people, but because they're moving so fast, it kind of looks like a triangle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hi, my name is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey. I had a rapture dream that we're at a red light, and then the clouds
departed, and I saw Jesus and his angels riding on horses, and then we were raptured up.
Wow.
Are you guys are all in the same family?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, all you guys are just, like, getting these dreams.
Yeah, they've had a lot of them. Those are the ones that are more recent.
Yeah,
some of them
cool.
Have heard trumpet. Many of you guys have heard trumpet. They can't see your hands being raised. All right, say me or something if you heard trumpet. They've heard trumpets a lot.
I've heard all year round. I've heard six trumpets outside.
Usually at specific times.
I heard one.
Rosh Hashanah's been a big one where they hear it.
12 at night or something like that. It's so loud that I thought
of it. Sarah, over here.
Yeah.
They were walking and they heard them outside when they were walking the dog.
Well, that was in the dream.
Oh, that was part of the dream?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
But yeah, one time that Josh and I were standing outside, I did hear what sounded like his trumpet.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. Does anybody else have anything they would like to share?
They're all nervous, so they're ready for me to say stuff because they're a little nervous on sharing. But I told them that I thought that some people would be encouraged by that. There's a lot of people watching, and I thought
we are. We're very encouraged.
Yeah, encourage me.
Absolutely. That makes us excited because the word tells us that in the very last days, you know, people will be having dreams and visions. And this is a testimony of truth that children and adults as well are having dreams and visions. Sorry, that's my doggy barking. So thank you so much, all of you, for sharing your dreams and visions. That makes us all excited that any day now Jesus will come for us.
Yeah.
God,
how many
willing,
people are on the line?
We have another caller. Who is this?
Brackity.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Is that John?
Hey. I just want to discuss
what's
something.
Up?
I want to
right.
talk about. So when this rapture happens, everybody's going to be shocked out of their mind, but you know, some people are still not going to listen, which is really sad because a lot of people are going to listen. God showed me like half the people, like half multitudes, they're going to listen. Only some are not going to repent, but it's just crazy because you have all the time to cry out to the Lord, and it's easy. You just have to say help, and then he'll help you. But these people don't want to do it. They want to go down there, but they only knew how evil it was because some of these people will not be saved, and it's kind of sad, but a lot of them will. So I just say that.
Yeah.
That's very true, John. Very, very true. A lot of things you shared, John, really come from the book of Revelation. And I listened to you. I've read the book of Revelation probably 8 or 10 times now. So I almost feel like I've memorized it. And when I listen to you speak, so many things that the Lord shows you is confirmation of the Word of God. And that's why I know, and I truly know that the Lord is speaking to you. Because I can't imagine you reading the book of Revelation. And it's heavy duty. It's heavy duty for adults. It's got to be even more heavy duty for children. But when you're speaking, what the Lord is showing you, it's coming right out of the book of Revelation, and how these people can say these horrible things to you and your mom and about you guys. It you know, it really grieved my spirit, because I have a very steadfast walk with the Lord. I'm very grounded. Over my life of being born again, the spiritual pendulum has swung from one extreme to the other. If you know what I mean, it's like a swing. And I swung real high on one end, and then swung real high on the other. And now, in the last several years, God has been balancing my life and the knowledge that I have. And when I hear you speak, it's from the Word of God, because I've studied the Word of God. So has others. I'm not saying others haven't, but it registered with my spirit because I've really studied the Word a lot. I study. I don't just read it, but I research it, and I ask the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit opens my eyes. And so when I hear you speak, and your mom, I know it's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. I know it. I don't have any doubt. I have no doubt. The only thing and it's not a doubt. It's just like, okay, Lord, you told us you are coming now. Well, it's now, and we're still here.
Yes.
So,
I just wanted to say something else. Yeah. And these people think we're crazy, but when the rapture does happen, these people are really going to get they're going to get spanked by God, because they denied their whole life, and they never believed it one second of their life. And then when they finally see it happen, and you know what? I'm just saying, the rapture is going to happen as the Bible says it. God has he's been waiting a little longer. God has a surprise for us. So the rapture might happen in different ways, like a trumpet sounds, and then it's like there for 6 minutes. Then he comes and raptures us. These people are too religious. They have to say everything has to be in the Bible, but it doesn't. God can go outside
right.
Scripture. He does go out a lot of Scripture, and I think that rapture is going to be way different than the Bible says it, because he has been saving the surprise since the beginning of time. So it has to be, like, at least better than the Scripture said. It can't be, like, 6 minutes or even longer, because I don't really want to experience flying. I just want to be right. It's like a blink of eye. I just want to be right away there. But many people want to experience it, and God will answer their desires. God answers the desires of our hearts. So, and he would answer their desires if they want to go up getting raptured slow or anything. And these people are just too, like, severely biblical. They're like, oh, everything has to be in Scripture, and, like, everything and everything and everything. And it just hurts my ears, because, like, no, it doesn't. I think the rapture is going to be way more different than anybody ever saw it.
Well, we are going to go in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've often thought that people are going to go, like, in stages. I know that we see the dead in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the dead in Christ rise first, and then those that are alive and remain will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. But it doesn't say that it's going to happen at the very, very same time.
Yeah.
So I sometimes have wondered if the dead in Christ are going to rise first, maybe hang around, or, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities that are not explained in the Bible. And so, yes, you're correct. There, people like to put God in the box. The Bible is our guide. It points us to Jesus, and that's all it's supposed to do. point us to Jesus. It gives us the answer on how to get saved and delivered, how to be healed. We get the answers through there, through the Bible. But the Lord does work outside the Bible, and people do not understand that. But that's okay. People can remain religious if they want. That's their problem. You know, the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us, and He's revealing a little different piece of the puzzle, as Renee explains it. This is a great big beautiful puzzle, and He's given you a piece. He's given me a piece. He gives each and every one of us a piece, and then it all comes together. So.
And the plan. Wait. Oh yeah, I'm gonna say something. And the plan is coming together. Most of those puzzle pieces are already fulfilled. Cause God has already fulfilled all these like prophecies and signs and confirmations, and these things needed to be fulfilled, and God fulfilled it all. Those are the pieces too, and He gave us each other piece. I think there's one more piece together, and that's the rapture.
That's it. You got it.
Yeah. And then,
that missing piece is just the rapture.
And these people that are acting like religious and acting all this and this and this, they don't even know what paths are going on, and it's just sad because these people might not be going the rapture, these religious people and stuff. They really are in danger of losing their crown. Unless they repent, they will go and must repent. But if they don't, they're going to get left behind. These people are in real big danger after this, like, saying, like, everything matters because of God's word. And a lot of stuff does matter in God's word, like a lot. But not everything has to be in there. They have to know that, and they have to repent, because those people are probably going to be left behind. They don't even know it. They think they're going to heaven, but you don't know their fate. But the only thing I know is they better repent.
That's right.
Sarah Bella, are you on the air? Sarah Bella, can you hear me? Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, hi. I've just been listening.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I want to also say one more thing. If somebody else wants to talk, that's fine, but I want to say one more thing. And these people, we have to pray for everybody, but I pray for Obama, but I really don't think he can be saved because God told me he was the beast, and the beast didn't.
Mm-hmm.
The beast can't be saved, and the Bible says that he just
right.
wants all his pride to go for himself and trying to be like a god. So, I mean, like, pray for everybody, but I pray for him, but I just don't feel like praying for him, and that's why I think he's the Antichrist too, because I can't feel praying for him. I kind of know my can't be saved and that he's the beast. There's too much stuff that's pointing to him as being the beast. Like, he got so much peace, and he's doing that whole Israel thing now, or John Kerry, and it's just crazy. These people don't even know it. But, well, these people do know they're serving Satan, and they don't want to repent. It's just crazy. And they don't want to inherit eternal life. They want to inherit eternal down there. But there's no hope for these people, and it's just sad because God wants everybody to be saved, but in the Revelations it says Antichrist is trying to be a god, and he can't be God. So, personally, Obama told me that God told me Obama was the Antichrist straight up, and the prince was a false prophet straight up. There's nobody else. And I really think he's the Antichrist, too, because I can't feel praying for him. And I kind of feel like he can't be saved. That even proves it right there.
Yeah, Obama, the Antichrist or the false prophet can't be saved. If you say that, Satan can't be saved. Because if you look in the book of Revelation, it says that they were thrown into the lake of fire, so their fate is already sealed. It just hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Yep, it's going to happen now.
now. Pick it away now.
The drums, bowl for Jesus. Let's sing the song.
Oh, bowl for Jesus. Oh, you're here. Okay.
Yes. Hey, let's sing Happy Day.
Okay.
What do you think? Hey, I'm sorry. Let's go.
Wait, what did he say?
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was. Oh, when he was. Yeah, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Yeah, happy day. When Jesus was. Oh, when he was. He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Get on that. You pass me around. What? Watch and pray. Watch and pray. And live rejoicing. Yeah, every day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When my Jesus was. Oh, when he was. Yeah, he washed my sins away. Oh, happy day.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I had a great time today. I saw Jesus in the clouds. Let me tell
Hallelujah.
You.
I'm watching your video, Bold for Jesus.
Yeah, I was preaching on the street for 3 hours today. I got like 6 videos. One of them, I turned around after I was there about an hour, and I saw Jesus in the clouds. It was all cloudy today, and I saw this break in the clouds, this really long break going all across the sky. It was like a smile, and the sun was his right eye, and the other clouds made his face. It was totally awesome. And Jesus' face was there all over the sky. He was smiling at me. The rapture is soon. I saw Jesus in the clouds. It's
wow.
Really cool. Wait till you see this video.
I will. I haven't looked at it yet, but I will.
I led a lot of people to Jesus today. It was really good. I lost my voice.
What's that?
You're breaking up. You there?
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll have the video up tonight later on. Right now, I just got one showing up. I'm uploading one. I don't know if it's there yet. But it's really cool. It's really cool. I saw Jesus in the clouds. It was awesome. I was right there next to the cemetery. I was yelling, come, Lord Jesus. I was dying to see the dead that's dead in Christ. I saw the graves. I was right there next to the graves. These graves have been there for like 150 years. It's an old cemetery. And
wow.
There was all kinds of people saw me today. It was a great day. It was a real fun time yelling for Jesus. And I gave about 35 cards out. Not too many people walked by because it's a big street. There's a shopping center across the street, though. It's like the biggest street in California. It goes all the way up and down California. Monterey Road, Monterey Highway, El Camino Real. It turns into Highway 1. It's, you can get on the street and go all the way down to Southern California. And so it's a big street, and not too many people to walk, though. But I still give out, like, 35 cards. They're salvation and prayer cards. And so people
wow.
will take the card, and they'll pray it. And so that's sort of like leading people to Jesus. I got some video.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
And then, like, all these people think we're crazy. It's not going to happen to them. But they see it happen, boy, boy, boy. And when people see what's going to happen, the great tribulation and everything, the destruction has been appointed from the day of time, and they're going to be really surprised because they never knew what was coming at them because they never believed it because they saw it all fairy tale. But that fairy tale that you saw was is going to come to life, and these people are going to be shocked. What destruction. They're going to think he's a nice God, but, boy, he wasn't a nice God against evil in the tribulation. He's not going to be a nice God against evil. He's only a nice God to those who serve him, like us, and that's why we're being taken out of here. That's his great reward to us for serving him. And the people's reward for being wicked is the tribulation. If they don't want to accept him in that period, then it's down there for them. And the new millennium, when the devil comes up, they better not get deceived because he's going to come up. And then after that, we'll be with Christ forever. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's why I have to try my hardest still to preach. People can still get saved. And I met some Christians on the street today, and hopefully I'll turn some people to Jesus, and they'll get saved too right this last hour. It can happen. That's why we still, you know, some people say give up on preaching, but I don't think so. I think we still got to preach till the end. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So I had a great time today. I saw Jesus in the clouds. It was awesome.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, for Jesus, don't worry because a lot of people will get saved, but many are appointed to wrath. Mine was you're getting like the last wake up call, because this is really the last wake up call. He's coming. He's coming now in seconds.
Oh yeah, yeah. I told many people that today. Some agreed.
Okay.
That's good. Go ahead.
We out.
Hey, John, share your other dreams from your mom's video earlier today.
What vision dream?
I don't know. Your mom said that you had a dream that you might want to share, like, on the radio show today.
I shared the 144K one. That was kind of private.
Okay.
Yeah. These people need to wake their eyes. I agree with Love Revelation. Y'all are stupid if you don't think Obama's the Antichrist.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of true. I hate to say it, but he really is. And yes,
yeah.
He is a sociopath. He definitely is a sociopath, like someone said on the chat room, but he is the Antichrist, too, and he can be both, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he fits the description to the T. Roddy made a video a while back explaining how he fits, he fits the profile perfectly. And I myself, you know, got the chills in a bad way when he was running for office, and people were just salivating over him and calling him Messiah. And then when he when he gave his one of his acceptance speeches in Denver, they had to, he was on the stage, and the stage had Greek pillars on each side. And if you've ever read about the seed of Satan that's spoken of in the book of Revelation in chapter 2, Pergamos. Pergamos, you know, is the bed seat of Satan, where he will rule from. And when he is standing on this stage,
mm-hmm.
that has the appearance of him being, you know, a Messiah. And then he goes to Germany, and he does the same thing over there. And he never once tried to stop the fans, you know, and his supporters of telling them, hey, I've been hearing that you all think I'm the Messiah. Stop it. Stop it right now. God is the Messiah. Stop it. He didn't say that. At all. He's never stopped anybody. He just soaks it all in. And that's just one. There's another you know, different
yeah.
scriptures in Daniel that talk about him having SARS. And when he came into office, wow, he appointed more SARS. You know, they're leaders, and nobody can tell them what to do under him. And you have people like Rahm Emanuel and all these other guys that are under him or working with him. And they, you know, I mean, the profile just fits him, and it can go on and on and on. There's just so many. So many clues, there's just so many proof of evidence that show that he's the Antichrist. I mean, there's just way too many for me to name. But you know, it's everything he's saying about. The profiles are about the Antichrist are in the Bible, and they fit him to the T. Never mind the number of you know, the numbers of in his name or whatever. And there's just way too many things that we don't even know where he came from. You know, just out of the blue, he was a community organizer, became a state senator, then was elected to the Senate. And he was there, what, 1 year? And then he was nominated to be president, and nobody even questioned it. Nobody even questioned, why did he change his name from Barry, what is it, Sotorio or something, to Barack Obama? Nobody questioned that his middle name is Hussein, a Muslim name. Nobody questioned
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this is the evidence. I mean, there's just so many things, but the world doesn't want to acknowledge that. You know, well, because first of all, the world isn't even close to the Lord. And then we have the, you know, I think it was who was it today? I don't know if it was you, Katie, or Judy, or someone, one of you, that mentioned, or Christine, that mentioned the scripture where it says judgment first comes to the house of God. And I've known that for a very, very long time, and we're seeing it right now in front of us. I mean, we're not, you know, the attacks that are coming against us, and, you know, I'm including myself because I'm supporting, you know, Judy and John and you and you, Katie, and Dustin and Roddy, Renee. You know, we're all in this together. We're believing Jesus is coming right now. And just because we're saying that, they're attacking us? They're attacking, especially Judy and John and you, Katie. I mean, and it's vicious. Vicious. There's nothing... gentle or kind, and they're, you know, Judy and John, especially Judy, God bless her. I mean, the love that just oozes out, and the joy, you know, the Lord anointed her, and the Lord anointed John for such a time as this, because right now, in this world as it is, there's so much anxiety, stress, depression. There is every negative element that anybody can think of is out there. Everybody is having problems of all kinds. And, and we hear the messages, oh, we're in the last days. Yes, hallelujah, we're in the last days. But they're either scaring people, or, you know, they're trying to make people become a certain way. And there comes, all of a sudden, the Lord anoints Judy to bring us nothing but joy and laughter. I mean, so outside the box. And it's what's healing our souls. It's healing, it's healing every single person that watches our videos. we're all cracking up, and the Bible tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, you know, you go to a church service, and not knocking church services, but you go to a church service and, you know, yes, you have the presence of the Lord during the praise and worship and blah, 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 but it's very contained. And the Lord is stepping outside the box. And he used...
Luca, what do you have to say about that?
Are you talking about, like, the churches and everything?
Yeah.
This is, like, one of those topics that, because I grew up in, I guess you could say, like, the really hardcore conservative Baptist church where, you know, no lifting hands, you know, let's play trumpets and violins, you know, stuff like that. So I pretty much was living that style my whole life, basically. And I'm honestly, I've only been truly living for God for a short time, you know, because it just never felt real. I always felt like a robot. I just think that if you could, you can worship God while doing anything. Like, I could be, you know, taking out the garbage and worship God at the same time. You know, all these people, these hardcore conservatives, they take worshiping God like, you can't do it this way because, you know, that's not the right way. But it's like, you wouldn't even know because you've never done it. Because I believe anybody can worship God, whether you're jumping around and raising your hands or you're sitting in a church pew humming along to a song. Like, any way works, and I think that people need to lighten up, really, because, I mean, God's not just going to choose one certain way of going at it. I mean, he goes at your pace, you know. And a lot of churches these days that I've been to, they are so basic, they're like so uptight and everything, and they don't allow any other way at going at it. And it was always kind of disappointing to me because, and like I'd go to like a youth conference somewhere else and they'd be doing all this stuff and I'm like, whoa, I've never seen this before. This is weird. I don't even know what to do, you know, but it felt a lot better and a lot freer, you know, like I didn't feel like I was a robot. So
yeah,
with the whole church thing, I think what you're saying, John.
Yeah. I want to say something. Even in these, like, mainstream, like, or popular songs, they even reference, like, boom or something, and then I'm kind of like Jesus, I'm kind of like, you know what, the boom is about to come, and then it's like, there's a song called Here Comes the Boom. I know it's like, it's using football or whatever, and I'm just like, kind of like, I know that's not what it means. It means, like, I think it means nuclear war, and then all these songs that say these weird lyrics, after saying a bunch of dumb lyrics, they're saying these weird lyrics about the end times, kind of, and here comes the boom, and I kind of felt like in the tribulation, the boom is going to come, and like all these songs that have talked about like tribulation or the rapture is about to happen. Like there's this song called Rocketeers, like, and a rocketeer and will fly, and I kind of like, that, you know what that means, like, we're going to be raptured, and I'm just kind of like, wow. And even in these movies, so many movies are about the rapture, they even reference the rapture, just people just flying up in the sky or something like that, and they just disappeared forever. Then, like, these movies about the tribulation and stuff, it's just crazy. And, like, video games about, like, nuclear fallout and stuff, and I kind of like, all of these video games and everything they predicted through these movies and songs are about to come to pass. Like, there's this game called Fallout 3, and guess what it's about? It's about, like, superhuman mutants in this desolate wasteland and nuclear fallout. And that's just crazy, because
yeah,
we're about to have a fallout, and that's going to be in the tribulation,
the
Great Tribulation.
It makes sense, because I see why. It's just funny, because there's all this entertainment, which is shown, for example, like apocalyptic stuff and, you know, all those crazy things. And it puts it in people's minds that they just like, oh, that's all fantasy. So, I mean, that's not going to happen. It's all fantasy, you know. But that's exactly what the devil wants to happen. So people won't buy into, for example, if you said, like, going to happen to somebody, they're going to be like, yeah, right. Well, that's just all fantasy. But in reality, that's exactly what the devil, like, got them to think by with all this, like, lame entertainment about, like, false future events and stuff.
And you tell you something, even if you tell something about this in front of them, they're like, oh, that's fake, and what's the rapture happening? You're telling somebody about this. Then they go like, oh, that's real, oh, my gosh. These people are just too blind.
Yeah. If you, like, I was just talking, I think I was talking to McKady the other day, or Carter, one of them, but I think it was Carter, yeah, but it takes more faith to believe in, like, the Big Bang, and that we all came out of an accident than it does to believe in God, you know? It seriously takes more faith to go against God than it does to go with God. It really does, because, I mean, if you think about it, the human brain, the world's strongest supercomputer, can't even come close to the power of the human brain. And people are, like, saying we and all this other life just came from an explosion just like that, you know? And it, seriously, like, it boggles my mind.
I was going to make a joke. What if the next, like, evolution theory is about that we came from, like, a piece of poo or something?
I wouldn't doubt it. They say we came from monkeys.
These people are insane, because God created all things. They're saying, like, apes did. And how can apes just get in front of the universe and create Earth, okay? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard some people, like, even Christians, they think that, in the beginning, when God created everything in 7 days, they believed that those were, like, 7 super long periods of time, but I'm just like, you honestly think that God can't, you think God can't just make it happen just like that? They're like, no, he couldn't have made the whole, you know, universe and with his voice, because the speed of light would take, you know, this long to do blah, blah, blah. You're like, you honestly think that God can't just make it be there, you know?
He could make it. So these people need to know, yeah. God doesn't care about time, okay? He can make something. He can, you know why? You know why he doesn't care about, you know why he doesn't care about anything? Because they don't care, he doesn't care about the time, because he even said in Revelation that rapture will be in twinkling of an eye. Everybody's thinking that's going to be longer, and I think it might be longer, but God can do whatever, and, like, he can even save, like, 5 million people in one day. He can make the rapture happen in, like 1 millisecond, okay? He's that fast.
Yeah.
That's how he created the world in 7 days, because he's a fast God in creating.
Yeah. Yeah, people are like, each of those years represents millions of years in all this, but, like, when I was in high school, I did a report making proven points that the Earth is only thousands of years. And one of the points I did was the Milky Way galaxy. You know how it's like a perfect spiral right now? Basically, scientists said that it's actually very slowly opening up at a really slow pace. The Earth was really billions of years old. The Milky Way galaxy would be all over the place. It wouldn't be still in this, like, spiral form, you know? And also on the moon, there's the moon dust. It's only, like, a couple of inches. And if the Earth was really, like, billions of years old, it would be a whole bunch of feet deep. There's always these points like that, that they still choose to just reject and be like, oh, no, it's, like, billions of years old. I even heard they found a dinosaur bone with soft tissue inside of it a few years ago. I mean, come on.
I don't know, like, seriously, these people are insane. They can think a rapture can happen in a second. They think, like, we're made from tissue. We're not made from tissue, okay? We're made from God's hands.
Well, I just don't know what these people are thinking. I mean, Iran is 2 to 3 weeks from a nuclear bomb. What are they going to do? Are they just going to take shelter?
I honestly don't know.
What'd you say, from Sophie? 2 or 3 weeks
from a nuclear bomb? I said Iran is 2 to 3 weeks away from a nuclear bomb.
Like, are you saying that they're about to get attacked by a nuclear bomb, or they are about to get a nuclear bomb, like, for themselves?
To have one.
To use against others, or have one laid on them?
What do you think? I think to blow us up.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, they're about to get bombed, basically, instead of getting a bomb.
I think,
I was like,
yeah. And there's also supposed to be a really bad earthquake in Ohio. It just came out today. It's supposed to be a pretty bad one.
Iran hates Israel, right?
Yeah, pretty much every country hates Israel, except...
Yeah, so, I mean, the first country I could see of them attacking with a nuke would be either us or Israel. And I know if they try to nuke Israel, God's not going to, you know, allow that, so.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder if, John,
and
you know how you had the, John, you know how you had that vision of the nuclear attacks being after the, being on, like, the fifth day? There's a 3 days, then there's the meteors, and then nuclear attacks. You know? You know how you're talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, this nuclear about to get is going to partake in that whole nuclear event.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I saw the Muslims attacking it.
You saw the Muslims attacking?
Yeah, they attacked San Francisco and California.
Oh, okay, because I think Iran, isn't Iran a Muslim nation? So, yeah. What do you think, Katie?
Is they more? Are they?
Isn't Iran Muslim?
I'm not sure about Iran, but they have a bigger percentage of Christians than I thought in Iran.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
They are Muslim nations. Okay, can you those bombs go off already? I'm ready. I know it's seconds away, but if that means you're like, if that means you're Muslim, then that means we're out of here. Because that's like 2 or 3 weeks, and we have to leave before those nukes come down. That means we're out of here in seconds.
Yeah. Wait, I wonder, do you know who's giving them the nukes?
Who?
I was wondering if someone knew, like, who's even giving him the nuke in the first place.
No, not really.
Hmm.
And, like, it used to be seconds in 2012, but those were a lot more seconds than needed to got to fulfill, but these are literal last seconds, like, literally. Oh, like 3 or 4 seconds left. I mean, like, these 3 or 4 seconds are not that long. They're left. They're not that pretty long because he's coming now.
Yeah. How many people do we have on here right now?
I think Jason wanted to talk. Did I hear Jason on here? I don't know.
Hey, people of God.
Hey,
this is Raina Angel. How are you guys?
Raina Angel?
Yes, from Canada. It's cold here. I think Jesus is coming right now. It's windy.
Hey, Raina. I was just talking to you on Skype.
Hey, Sarah. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So I called tonight to tell you guys congratulations. I'm sorry, I have an accent because I'm a French girl. I live in Canada. So, Katie, congratulations for your, I don't know if it's you who take that decision to make that radio blog talk. So, congratulations, girl. I like it.
Thank you.
And earlier you were talking about churches. I want to give you a dream I had. It was like one month ago. I was at church, my old church, and we heard noise outside, and we go out to see what's going on. And it was Jesus who was in the cloud. And we were singing. I said to people, let's sing. And Jesus came, and he gave me his hand. I mean, he was in the cloud. But when he gave his hand, I was going up to the cloud. When I was going up, there's a sheet who wrapped my feet. Like, I couldn't go up because a lot of stuff happening. But Jesus took me and wrapped my feet. Guess what? He go up with me, and all the church stay down. When I wake up, I said, wow, what's going on? Church doesn't have anyone who believe in Jesus anymore. They believe in, like, miracle, money. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Jesus came. He picked me up. Everyone else. Even the pastor did not go.
Even the most conservative churches are turning away from the truth. Sad.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No.
Yeah, I also want to say something. These people don't know that America, all the nations, you know, all the nations in this whole country, well, in the whole world, the whole globe, are about to be nuked, and these people don't know it. These people are too blind because the rapture is about to happen, and this nation is about to be desolate and wasteland after those 3 years of, like, peace. But then when that peace ends, there's going to be sudden destruction. Just like God said in the Bible, there shall be peace, then great sudden destruction, and a travail on, like, a woman when she has birth. And it's going to be pretty painful. It's going to happen to the U.S. Everything is going to get destroyed. No, like, power clothes left. It's going to be all destroyed.
By the way, John, I love you. You are awesome.
You know why you're an angel? Because you're called Rain Angel.
Why I call Reina Angel is because I lose a baby 2 years ago. Her name was Reina. My name is Mary, but I go with Reina because she's in heaven. She was my baby girl. She's an angel, a real one.
Oh, that's so precious. You're going to see her really, really, really soon.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
And I wish you were either.
I did not hear you well.
You not hear me?
No.
Oh, I was just saying we can't wait either, okay? We agree with you.
I'm telling you, every day I wake up, oh, my God, what is the matter? Why you are not coming? Because he wake me up since January 2013. He told me, he came to visit me in my womb. He touched my hand. He said, I'm coming soon. And it was, whoa, what's going on? Since then, I'm waiting for him every day.
Every day? One of these days is going to be today.
I know, because earlier it was so windy. I said, Lord, is that you? I opened the curtain because I closed my curtain because there's a lot of UFO outside. I don't want them to see me because it's already 7:30 here. It's dark outside, but it's so windy. I said, Jesus, is that you? You are coming? Because, you know, the Bible says the mighty wind is coming. I thought he's coming in the wind. I'm ready.
It's all right. It's only coincidence. We always think he's coming one certain time, but he doesn't. We're really surprised. But with our faith, he enjoys using our faith, and he is proud of using our faith. And he's really proud of us for having faith that, like, when we're, like, walking outside, we believe we're going to get raptured and stuff. He's really proud of that. Believe me, he's saying to us, one of these times when you're somewhere or whatever place you're at, you're going to get raptured. That's the way he promised us, and it is going to happen.
As long as you're watching.
What'd you say?
As long as you're watching.
Hey, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, as long as you're watching, you will be raptured.
Yeah.
Even your neck is hurting you. Me, I have back neck. I mean, I have pain in my neck because I look at the sky too much, you know?
Right.
Well, where did you I know we always have that next thing because we're always looking at the sky too much and we're like, oh, my gosh, are we going to get raptured or looking at the sky? Tom, Lord.
Believe me, I know what you're talking about. I'm hurt right now.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, I hate to change topics, but I know a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but do y'all in your area, do y'all see a lot of UFOs? Because I just walked outside, and tonight there are so many.
I saw your video last time, and the same time I went outside, I see them. I said, whoa, what's going on? I used to left my window open when I'm sleeping. And one day I see a video exposed by Truth on YouTube. And I go see. Oh, Lord, what I see, it was really scary. Since then, I never leave my curtain open anymore. Like tonight, there's a lot of cloud. I don't see them. But around 10, 11, when the sky is clear, they are like in group, not one, not two, five, six, together. It's scary.
I don't know if y'all see the UFO that I saw just a few months ago, and I've seen it for the past two or three days, and actually longer than that. But it looks like a helicopter almost, but it's not. It's like it got red and green and like blue lights flashing really, really, really fast, and it's not moving at all. It's just sitting there, you know.
And they're round shape and they're blinking. That can't be a helicopter.
Yes. Wait. I'm going to say something. But today the Lord brings down destruction. But we should be happy when that day comes because we're going to be raptured up. Many people are going to be left behind. We're in, like, evil world, and it's going to be destruction. But these people always try to describe the evil part. These brides even try to describe the evil part of the tribulation. And I like that, they're describing that. But they describe it too much. You shouldn't be describing what you're going to do in heaven because we're not going to see, like, the evil part of the day, Lord. We're going to see the good part, so we're going to be taken out of here. But it's good because a lot of these people are like prophets of destruction that's coming. So I'm just saying because these people should reveal what God's telling them. If they want them to reveal the evil part of the day, Lord, or the good part, it's their own decision. I'm just saying.
Why do you think there are so many UFOs?
Because it's preparing for the rapture.
So that when we
it's
going to
be part
leave,
of the deception.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
It's going to be part of the deception.
Away. Oh, I'll tell you about what God showed me about the false rapture. If you want to hear, this is pretty
disturbing. Yes, yes.
You want me to show you? It's pretty disturbing.
Go ahead. Tell us, John.
Okay, you can handle it, right?
Of course.
Well, I don't.
Of course we can handle it.
So I saw somebody praying in this room. He was on the couch, and he was praying that the Lord would come now. And then the rapture happened. Then the false rapture happened. And then people were abducted by these UFOs, and they're being taken away. And then I saw, like, what happened to these people. So these people were strapped up their whole body, like covering these little like chains, I think kind of like a chain or something like that. Then they took off the people's arms, then their body, like their abdomen part, they took that off. They took their face off, and they replaced it with an alien face. Let me describe the alien face. The alien face is really huge. It has like a big forehead, like one of those, you know those gray aliens? Like the gray aliens? Yeah, it had those body parts, had the legs, had the body part, and they had the, like, abdomen. But the weird part is, the legs were still there, and they're still human. They didn't take that off. And then the guy just got out of the chair, and he started going insane, like, shooting all around the room. And then I thought his people. Then that was it, and I saw these people going to the false, to these UFOs to be taken up with them, because they thought it was something good. So they went over to them. Then when I thought they were going to be sucked up into them, a laser beam came down and it disintegrated them. Then I saw this person who was running to this, the like person that got disintegrated, had this little ashes, and he was like, he blew it. And then he's like, oh, he was terrified because he didn't know that would happen. Then the remaining people, the laser beam shot down at them, and they all disintegrated. He had ashes.
Wow.
You did not scare?
I didn't get scared.
For 10 years old, you were brave.
Yes, he's a very brave
Yeah.
Well, he's in the presence of God so much that I don't think anything scares him.
You're an angel.
So, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. I don't know if the Lord has revealed this to you. I have a question, and you can answer it, but anybody else can answer it as well. At what point will people realize that the UFOs is a deception, will it be like, do you think it'll be before they take the mark or after they take the mark?
Okay,
I think it'll be before because we will be gone while everyone else is taking the mark. Don't you agree? I think.
I really think when the souls were out of heaven, they get abducted, then that sorcery happens. They're going to be transformed to these weird alien dudes, like Greys. If you've seen, like, Greys in movies, these little, like, short dudes. And I think the mark will be implanted to them because they'll be, like, there'll be, like, hybrid Nephilim type stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that there are people that are being abducted all the time, right? And I believe the reason they're abducted is because these people really do not believe in God at all. I've read testimonies of people who have been abducted and explained what happened to them. And as I've read these testimonies of their experience, I look for any clues. I look for any clues if they called on the Lord to help them. And there was only one person, and get this, there were no, of all the testimonies I've read, and I read them, I bought Ellie Marzulli's books on aliens, on the alien abductions and the interviews he's had with people who have been abducted. So I was looking for clues to see if they prayed, they called on the Lord to help them. Nobody did. But there was this one person that did, that said even prayer did not help, because he said something about he called on God, or he asked God, or something. He did try to talk to God, but the way he worded it, I could tell that his heart was not pure for the Lord. He did not call on the Lord with a pure heart, you know, for the Lord to really help him. He was he wanted God to help him, but his motives were wrong. And I could tell in that in reading his testimony that his motives for wanting God to help them were not pure, so God did not help them. That's the only one. Otherwise, none of them. And there were
right.
You know,
well,
probably,
this solution. Go ahead.
The one other aspect that I wanted to ask, and this is the question also. If these people are getting abducted and they're doing all kinds of weird things to their bodies and taking this out and putting that out, are they already marked? Do you think they're already marked and in the sense that they cannot get saved now?
I think in the process of them getting abducted, the aliens secretly, they don't even know it, they put a mark in them, like secretly. They don't even feel it. They just put the mark in, like slide it in, and then they're changed. Because that guy looked like a Nephilim to me after he was done, because he looked like one of those gray aliens. And he looked really creepy, okay? I don't think you want to see what he looks like. And also,
right, well, this solution...
And also, Rain Angel, I just want to say one more thing. FEMA martial law, God told me, are not taking these people to FEMA camps. Because you've seen all these, like, mass disappearances and vanishes. God told me not like people of martial law are taking some, but God and people of martial law and they're kind of being abducted, but God told me most of them are getting like raptured or translated, as you call it, like Enoch watch. But God's taking most of these people that are disappearing.
Right. The main thing, like, I know about the aliens is, like, the delusion will begin at the date the bride of Christ is actually taken away, and they will use, like, this disappearance of millions to deceive the world instead of the world acknowledging Jesus taking the bride. And then they'll be confronted with this lie. It was our faith brothers created who took these people, not Jesus, and Jesus was one of us, just another further evolved being. They're just going to, you know... That's definitely, that's all I know. I'm not sure so much about the Mark of the Beast. I do think that's going to be after we're gone.
I have an interesting question about, like, the whole Mark of the Beast thing. It's just, like, a scenario that I thought of a few times. But what do you guys think would happen if they forced the mark on someone who didn't want it? What do you think would happen?
It would not inherit the kingdom of God.
No, I mean, like, what if they were a Christian and they didn't want to take the mark because they knew that God didn't want it, but out of their will, someone forced the mark on them. Do you still think they would be affected the same way?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of sad, but I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to give you an example. If I'm going to the hospital, okay, something happened, and then they put the mark on me, I was unconscious. What's going on? Because I'm a Christian. I know I'm from God, but
right.
Those people put it on me without me knowing, so it's not my fault. What's going to happen?
I don't think it will have an effect on you. I don't think that if they try to put something in you, it's not going to have the power that it's supposed to have.
Yeah, because if, for example, I could totally see some twisted, you know, worker for Obama, like, try to actually fool people. Like, for example, if I was a Christian in the tribulation and they basically held me down against my will and forced the mark on me, I would do whatever I could to, you know, get it out of me and everything, but I would find it pretty weird that God would still basically
allow that.
You know,
yeah. No, I don't
like
send
you to
no,
hell
the,
over
no.
something that you didn't even want.
Guys, you are in USA, okay? You are talking about the chip. But how is it going to happen around the world? Because I'm from Canada. I did not hear anything about here. And I right now I'm in Canada, but I come from Haiti. In Haiti, mm-hmm. How that's going to work? I would like to know people around the world in Africa how that's going to work, that mark.
Because
how
it's going to
work?
World order. It's the whole
yes.
America is going to be wiped off the map, basically. Like they're not even going to be important because they're going to get destroyed.
Right.
But the whole point of like the whole thing. The Antichrist is going to be trying to do is cause a whole one-world government, you know, one-world religion and all this stuff, like this whole, you know, unity thing. And everybody's going to be like, oh, yeah, that sounds so good right now. We could all work together. That's the best way for peace. But really, really, it's just going to make everything worse. And then everybody's going to be under control of the one Antichrist. That's how it's supposed to work.
Hold on. If you say America is going to be a race, Canada is going to be a race too, that means it's going to, like, half of the world is going to be under the water or, I don't know.
Or
it's not going to have, like, much less.
Debris field. All we know is that Babylon, which is America, is going to fall. I mean, I don't know about Canada. I just know for sure that America is going to be destroyed. So.
And that is because... Well, look who our leader is. Look who the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And that's
right. And a lot of
about your leader, in September, I remember I had a dream. I saw him go through a gate, like illegally, and he dropped his purse. When someone passed, took the purse, and no one see me, I was hiding somewhere. But one day after, he came to me. He knocked at my house. He said, "Lady, you know something? I don't know. I want to give you $10 million to tell me who took my purse." I said, "I'm going to think about it." And I went to my kids. When I was going to him to tell him who took his purse, I wake up, and Holy Spirit let me know. He asked me to buy my soul for $10 million. I said, whoa, Obama, you know what? Jesus already paid that for me on the cross. I'm sorry. Since then, I know he's the Antichrist.
Well, a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, people say, oh, he's not the Antichrist because people just think he's a bumbling idiot, which he is because he's not in full reign yet. And that's what people don't understand is that he's not in full power yet. But once he is in full power, then people will start to wake up and realize, but it'll be too late.
Yeah, I honestly do think that he played it off really well because he made he made himself look really bad. Like, he's one of the – he probably is the worst president to ever, you know, do the whole president thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I remember in government class when I was in senior year, like, we were looking at, like, the stats of all of them, and Obama was the worst, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the devil would want people to think that he wasn't good enough to be the Antichrist. That's exactly what he wanted us to think.
Yeah. But I need to also tell you something about Obamacare. You know how Obamacare is having these system failures? You know why? Because in the tribulation, the Obamacare is not going to have system failures because the Obamacare has the mark of the beast. I really think Obamacare has the mark of the beast because God straight up said to me Barack Obama is the Antichrist, and he is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
If he just straight up told me that. In Obamacare, I really think has the mark of the beast. It has system failures right now, but in tribulation, we'll have the mark of the beast, and people will take it. But many people won't because multitudes are going to be in God's kingdom. But a lot will take mark of the beast, but way, 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 way more will go to heaven. And some will take a mark of the beast.
Obama.
But...
Obama couldn't even get into his own Obamacare because his social security number was incorrect or something like that.
Well, you know what, you guys? I want to share a dream that I had many years ago when Obama either first got nominated or when he first got elected. And it was I don't remember it all, but there's something very powerful. There was something very powerful in that dream that the Lord is bringing to me right now. And that is, in the dream that I had, Barack Obama was talking to Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan hates the Jews, and here's the other interesting connection to it. Louis Farrakhan believes very, very strongly in UFOs and what have we been talking about. And so there's some connection. I'm going to have to ask the Holy Spirit, and if you guys will ask him as well to reveal something to you. But he doesn't, you know, we don't hear very much about Louis Farrakhan. Yet he was in the dream, and you guys are talking about, we're talking right now, and all of a sudden, you know, the Holy Spirit brought this to my attention. And I'm trying to figure out, and I usually write down my dreams. So I'm going to have to go through, I'm going to have to find my notebook where I have all my dreams and see if I wrote it down. Because this was from 2008, I believe, that I had the dream. And I, even right now as we're talking, I see him talking with Louis Farrakhan, and it had something to do with the election, but I don't have all the pieces in my head right now, but it was just coming to me, and I know for a fact that Louis Farrakhan has very strong ties and connections to UFOs, and he preaches a lot in his whatever congregation or church, whatever he has. He preaches a lot about that, and we don't hear very much about it. But wow, we're really entering into the Holy Spirit is revealing a lot of stuff to us right now, and there's a very strong connection to what we're discussing. The Holy Spirit wants us. Is giving us some information here, but I don't know how to tie it all together, except that we talked about the UFOs. We're talking about the false deception. We're talking about Obama being the Antichrist, and all of this is tying together to what is going to probably be happening. Something really big is probably going to happen in the very, 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 very near future, and there's a reason why why Jesus has just said, you know, I'm coming, and I'm coming now. Just hold on. There's a reason he's saying that. So I just want to throw that out. It's very strong in my spirit right now. I don't know how to express what I'm feeling in my spirit, but it's very, very strong. And, you know, maybe you all can ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to me or for the Holy Spirit to reveal something to you and share it with us all, because it's very, very strong in me, and I'm not sure why he's giving it to me right now.
Carol.
Yes.
What you were talking about earlier, and when you were talking about the abduction, there's actually an episode, I remember watching it, of Sid Roth a couple months ago, and it was talking mm-hmm. about what you were talking about specifically about using the name of Jesus, and I guess there was a minister or something on there, and he said his sister was abducted constantly when she was a kid, and then it finally stopped when she started speaking the name of Jesus, and then once she proclaimed that, then she was never abducted again. And
Amen.
It talks about, in that episode, it talks about the Nephilim, it talks about the UFOs, and it talks about, I forget one other thing, but it talks about Nephilim, UFOs, and something else. Aliens, I think. It was Sid Roth, and the guest was, I want to say Dr. Chuck, because I Googled it, Dr. Chuck Musler.
Oh, Chuck Musler, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, he's got excellent, oh, man, he's got some excellent, excellent information. He was an engineer. He's and a mathematician. He's a very, very intelligent man, used mightily by God to reveal the word of God to us. So, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for reminding. Yeah, and that's what I've always looked at. I don't do a whole lot of research on UFOs. I have, and I think right now my focus is so strong on the Lord Himself. But I study everything, right? But it's Him, you know. It's Him that I'm really focused on. However, when I went through my phase of doing a lot of UFO research, and I've listened to a lot of callers on the radio talk about their abductions and all of this stuff. Nobody ever shares that they called on the name of Jesus, you know, and you know, so the reason they're vulnerable is because they have not been covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. You know, if they're not covered by the blood of the Lamb, if they're not calling on the name of Jesus with a pure heart, they're exposed. They're vulnerable to all these kind of demonic attacks, abductions, all of this stuff. They're vulnerable. And that's why we, right now, you know, we need to, I've told people, you know what, you know, it's very natural for me to talk to people about the Lord, even about his precious blood. And I live in a place where, in a city where there's a lot of religious people, a lot of Catholics. And Catholics are very superstitious. And they like to get their, they like to go to fortune tellers and you know, they like to light candles and rub, don't ask me why, but in order to keep the evil spirits away from them, they'll boil an egg, and then they'll rub the egg all over you. I mean, weird stuff, just weird stuff. So anyway, when I talk to people, and they like to talk about scary stories and things like that, I always tell them, you know what, if you ever get the EBGBs, if you ever feel really scared and you don't know why, you feel like somebody or something is watching you, and it's just, you're really scared, listen to my words, right? And just say, Lord Jesus, cover me with your precious blood. I said, don't try to understand what you say. Don't try to figure out it in your mind. But just say, Lord Jesus, cover me with your precious blood. I said, and that will scare all those demons away. Anything that is scaring you, it will flee the moment you say, Lord Jesus, cover me with your precious blood. And they'll look at me and they'll say, oh, okay. Yeah. But I get them right at the time when they're telling me that, oh, they've seen a ghost, or that they've seen this, or they've had, you know, whatever, anything that has to do with the paranormal. And they're telling me how they've experienced it. Oh, okay. That's when I plug
I have a question, guys. Because you're talking about the candles, did any of you like praying with candles or like lighting candles when you're praying? Because me personally, I used to do that, but last time I was watching a video that someone said the Holy Spirit asked her to light a candle until Jesus came. When I started doing that, I feel like a bad vibe. Like, I feel like it's heavy. And since then, I used to hear Holy Spirit clear. Now I don't hear it anymore. I said, it is, like, good to light a candle or not? Or it's me who have the bad experience?
All right, guys. I never do. We have 26 minutes left. I don't know. I want to say something, Carol, to kind of go along with the whole people being scared and freaky stuff happening. Last night, me and Katie were sitting in the car and eating Sonic or whatever. I started seeing, like, flashes, almost like sparklers or like lightning, you know. This was just randomly flashes, just out of the corner of my eyes, and I saw something through her mom's car. It was kind of goofy and bright, but it was, I don't know, it was kind of freaky. And then Katie said, ooh, I saw something black go across and it looked like a, I don't know. It was we all saw it, but then on Katie's birthday, her phone was ringing on her birthday, January 14th, and her phone was on vibrate. Okay, well, we both heard it, and she looked over at her phone, and it was playing music, but we couldn't figure out where it was coming from because her phone was on vibrate. I mean, but there was music playing for, she says, about 2 minutes, but we were like half awake, half asleep, and it was just kind of like, all right, where's this coming from? And we couldn't ever find it, but after we picked up the phone, it kind of went away. It was almost like a piano playing almost. It wasn't like loud rock music. It was kind of like the soothing type music that you would actually listen to if you're relaxing. But yeah, I'm not exactly sure where it's coming from, but it was music playing with a phone vibrating. I thought that was kind of cool. And John, are you back on? Hello?
Yeah, no one answered my question about the candle.
I don't use them.
But what about the candles?
I do not use the candles to pray. I never have, and I have no inkling. I don't know if anyone else uses candles when they pray. I never light a candle to pray. I will light up a candle.
I just thought of something about the candles. I wanted to say something. The other night, or actually less than a week ago, or a week ago, I guess, I had the candle lit in my room, and I was like in like a really good state of peace because I had done some things the Lord asked me to do, and I was just like really peaceful. It was really odd. I've never been that like peaceful, and all of a sudden I heard a knock at my door, and it was like this. And nobody was there, and my spirit, I knew it was Jesus, and he was knocking at my door. And, I mean, this is serious. Like, I just knew it was him, and this was after I was praying for, like, some kind of sign or that he was near or close. And so, yeah, I mean, no one was at my door. I was all alone. It was, like, after I took a nap, and so, yeah, I wanted to share that. I know you were talking about candles, but it was weird because all my candles were lit in my room when it happened, so I don't know.
Everybody's experience is different. And, you know, some people may feel led to light a candle or candles. I never have. And and if you are, you are. If you're not, you're not. I think in my case, I think I'm not led because my upbringing is Catholic. I was raised as a Catholic. And I will tell you a quick story, an experience I had when I was about 12 or 13. A whole bunch of my neighborhood friends decided we were going to go to a tarot card reading. You know, it was stupid. It's all about, you know, which boy likes you and is your boyfriend going to break up with you, blah, 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 that kind of junk, right? Anyways, we went for fun. And this lady took each one of us individually into a small little room. So when it came to my turn, and I walked in so she could read my cards. I looked around, and the four walls were filled with statues, you know, Catholic statues, and candles. And boy, talk about the eebie-jeebies. And the first thing that came out of my mouth to her, and I was not saved, mind you, I was a religious Catholic, but I was not. You know, I did not pray like I pray now. I was not saved. All right. So, but the first thing that I asked her is, why do you have all these statues and candles lit all over the place. And I'll never forget, she was so surprised by my question. I threw her off. And she looked at me, and this is what her answer was: to keep the evil spirits away. And I said, oh, okay. Well, what did I know? Little did I know then, right? That's why I did not know. But that's what her answer was. And now I know. Now I know that, no, man, she was, you know, she was British. That whole room was filled with demons. I just didn't know. But see, the Lord had his hand on me and protected me. And that was the first question. He wanted me to look, to take notice of all the statues and all the candles that were lit. And this is, you know, Katie, again, you know, do not think that, you know, you shouldn't light candles. I'm not saying that at all. Whatsoever, if you want to light candles and you have the peace of God, and the Bible doesn't speak of anything of not lighting candles. In fact, in the Old Testament, there were candles all over the place. You know, they were always lighting candles. Of course, they didn't have any electricity, but you know, the candles were very significant. But I am just letting you know that I think because of my own personal upbringing, I do not think the Holy Spirit wants me to light any candles when I pray, because of my upbringing. That's all. You know, but I'll never forget that experience, and I wanted to share that.
Here's something to think about. You only need a candle when you're in the presence of darkness. So maybe if you're not in the presence of darkness, there is no need for a candle to be lit. So you're right about
that. That's good as that, you do.
That's interesting.
Well, hello there.
Yeah.
Hello there, superheroes.
Hello there.
Okay, guys, we're out. Bye.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Hey, Dustin.
What's
up? Have you gotten any more updates?
Really just same as it was. I'm not really expecting to be here. I think next week is a huge week. I really find out about a lot about the false flag of the Super Bowl, though. There's a lot coming out about it. They're even saying they might reschedule it because of weather or something. But I think that might be just a cover up, yeah.
Dustin, I actually read about that thing this morning. They were talking about how they're gonna. Actually, I know it was last night when I read about it. They said that they were actually gonna probably either move it to Saturday or Monday for the Super Bowl, and because there's supposed to be like really really bad weather in New York for the Super Bowl, like. Below freezing, kind of.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's weird.
Wizard.
I think what is interesting is it's supposed to really be bad on Super Bowl Sunday, but what about Saturday? And that's bad.
Something they have this little block party thing. I think something might happen. I think the Lord might bring destruction around the time of the Super Bowl. Hopefully he will. That's what I'm getting right now. I really feel like he is. He's fed up, you know. Like I said, he's not in the mood for entertainment, you know. So that's kind of what I'm getting. And that would be good for us because that means we're leaving. Go check out the this guy named The Grotzt. He has this video breaking down the map of the stadium where the Super Bowl will be played, and he's really deep. But you got to watch this video. It talks about, like, the rapture and the day of the Lord, and, I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. But, we're out. Where's little John? Is he gone?
He's here. John, talk. his call keeps getting dropped. I think he has bad service. He keeps calling in, though. He'll probably call in just a second. I'll see.
But, yeah. Super Bowl 48. I think we out. We out.
I'm just ready, you know. Like, I'm tired of having to pretend that I care about anything. Hey, John, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, and I'm just saying, like, so many people have been seeing, like, this spiritual darkness everywhere. You know why? Because the devils everywhere just want us to leave because we know we're the bride of Christ and we know this is not our home. And they're trying to make us think this is our home, and they're trying to, like, and that's why you've been seeing so much darkness is because it's closing in now. The darkness is closing in because the tribulation, the great tribulation, like this world is not going to have anything to eat or survive on because this is going to be wiped out. That's why there's so much, like, darkness around because the darkness is really about to be unleashed.
Preach it, brother. It's about to be unleashed.
I mean, these people are so blind because they don't know that darkness is going to be unleashed, and it's kind of like a 3 days of darkness. I think 3 days of darkness is going to be really calm. There might be a little, like, stuff going on right in there, but that's going to be like the calm before a storm, the real calm before a storm. It's the real calm before a storm. If the storm is after 3 days of darkness, that's when the real storm, the real destruction starts in the great.
Yeah, because you said God showed you the first day after the 3 days, it's going to be fire and brimstone raining. And then the second day, it's going to be nuclear war, right, John?
That's like Comet Ison.
Destruction.
People are going to be freaked out of their mind and see what's going to happen because these people, you know, there's like all the disasters from the beginning of time. There was disasters here and there, like one of each like hazardous disaster has been happening throughout history, but all of them are going to be combined in the tribulation, and they're going to all be simultaneously like disasters of past disasters that were horrible in the past. That's what I think.
You know why something kind of has to happen at the Super Bowl? Because the next Super Bowl will be 2015, and I can't even see sports being played then. Like, it's going to be full-fledged tribulation by the end of this year, so it's not going to be another Super Bowl for sure. Even if this one got played, there wouldn't be another Super Bowl, so I don't even think God is going to allow this one to be played, and hopefully he's not.
I really think so, because that confirmation we were getting on our last blog talk, wow. I really think it's before, like, on the January 27th. Then January 27th, then the block party, 3 days of darkness.
I saw an article of a person, John, you guys, something about a golden ratio for January 27th, like the date, something about the date. It's like this golden ratio for judgment from the Lord or something. I don't know. It's just weird. But different people are getting the dates, 27th and the 28th. And then the 28th is John's 70th day of his life being changed, 70 days of being a prophet, going from a little 10-year-old boy playing Xbox to being a prophet. You know, that's incredible. And I don't think he's going to take you past 70.
Yeah, and plus, that makes sense, though. It's on the 27th, Block Party, Days of Darkness, and on the Super Bowl, the predicted thing on the Dark Knight movie would happen. After playing football, that thing, when, like, the ground, the sinkhole was opening, and he was, like, running to touchdown, he was like, oh my gosh. And see, the darkest thing kind of already happened at the last Super Bowl because the lights went out for pretty long while.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You're right. The lights went out. That was symbolic.
That was predicted in the movie. Like, the lights went out, and it went out in the movie. Now this one is really going to go out. I really think so. It's really going to go out. For real.
Right, the real lights. During their little block party 3 days before the Super Bowl, that's when the real lights are going to go out because that's going to be the 3 days of darkness. Around the 28th, 29th, 30th, I really think that's going to be a 3 days of darkness, which means we have to be leaving around the 27th, the 27th, 28th. So that's your 70th day. So, you know, I definitely see God doing that.
I really was looking at 70th day because the 70th week of Daniel and the start of the Great Tribulation. I just thought that was
It is. You are the modern-day Daniel. That's what you are. You are the little 10-year-old Daniel.
Did y'all watch Brody's video? It was really good. Brody's last video about the February, he, like, proved it would happen, like, in mid-February, or at least by then.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's gonna happen in February. I really don't think so. I really don't.
But I don't think it's gonna be mid. I don't think it's gonna be mid February. But it was a lot of good points. But John, you don't think it's gonna be mid February either?
I don't really think so. Whatever God does, I don't really think so. Because after all these signs and prophecies, I don't really think so. People are putting out nonstop prophecies now that prove we're in the last days, like last day end time prophecies. Not like these rapture, these revival before rapture. They're not doing that anymore. They're giving these, like, dates for these prophecies about the end times and destruction and the rapture. So I really know we're in the last days also because of that.
I think it's interesting how there's only 28 days in February, since we're talking about the significance of January 28, and then there's only 28 days in February. Maybe there's something with that.
You're right. That's crazy.
Maybe there's something with that. It's either 28 or 29 every year. Has to be something with that.
Darkness.
I'm just hoping I don't make it to my birthday on the 21st.
Of February?
Yeah, February 21st. That's my birthday.
Yeah, you're
so
not gonna be. You're not gonna be here, brother.
I really don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think you're
gonna be
here,
brother. I hope we don't make it to my birthday on the 8th of February.
8th of February? Yeah, I don't think we're gonna be here either, brother. I don't think so, man.
Yeah, I don't want to turn 26.
It's awesome. It's kind of like you got a checkpoint to look forward to because it is any day now. So.
That's true. It's any second now.
Any second.
Something else. That says 26 is when we leave, and 28th, and 29th, and 30th, maybe we're 3 days of darkness, and on like the first 2 days of the Super Bowl is going to be when we.
It was also said that the 3 days of darkness will be on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and those 3 days before the party is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Did I get that wrong? Does that mean we're leaving on 26th? I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense or anything. That is how us leaving on 26th. I don't know.
Guess what else, you guys? It's the last 3 days of the month. It's the last 3 days of the month. Could it be the last 3 days of 2013?
He is the darkness the last 3 days of the month. That would really make sense. But whatever God does, I really do think so.
We out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God is good. Hope everyone has had a blessed day today.
We have 6 minutes left, but I'm going to try to see if I can extend it for those of you that want to try to stay on the line. I hope it works.
Yeah, I also wanted to see one more thing. Like, are you still here? There's no proof that Barack Obama is the Antichrist, and the false rapture UFO deception, I pretty much think it's going to go down what God showed me, but whatever, okay? We can, like, look down at heaven, and we can see what's going to happen in the false rapture, so God doesn't really need to tell us, but it's really, really fun guessing what's going to happen and what dates and when date the rapture is going to happen, when the false rapture, and we predict what's going to happen in it. It's just pretty fun doing that, but in heaven, we'll see it all. We'll see it all down on earth in tribulation. We'll just see. I think we'll have platinum TV screens, and we'll just look at it, and we'll see, like, what the false rapture is doing.
You're right. 2013 was so historic. I don't think people really realize how historic biblically and just in every way how historic 2013 was. So I really don't see us going through like even mid 2014. And some people were taken to 2014 in dreams and visions, and the Lord showed them that we were in tribulation this year. So it would make sense for the Lord to take us now.
Yeah, it is 2013 still though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. God took some people to 2014 and we were in like great tribulation or just like after the rapture, post-rapture?
Well, technically we're in the tribulation now according to Rhody, but I'm not so sure. I don't really know.
I think God showed me we are in tribulation. The last generation started in 1948, so 70 years after that is 2018, and that will be the second coming, so 2011 to 2018, possibly that's the tribulation. And Genesis 45 almost is a prophecy about that. In Genesis 45, it talks about how, like it says, 2 years, for 2 years now you've had food and water and stuff, but for the next 5 years it's going to be famine. So basically saying like 2 years into the tribulation is when we're going to get rescued.
Wow. That was in Genesis 45. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, guys. Can I say something? Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, there's this guy named Scott. He needs to call in. He has some awesome alien info.
Is he an alien?
Scott, call in!
What? Scott, hello? Call in. I see Scott in the chat room, but he's been sending me inboxes to, like, call in and share. Maybe he's too shy.
Hey,
come on,
Scott.
It's
toll free to call in.
It's totally toll free, Scott. But maybe it's not today, tomorrow's show. I know there's only a few minutes left, but I'm getting crazy inboxes from people. I'm about to start saying their names, but I don't think I should. I should keep it confidential. But I'm getting so many inboxes from people, and I'm asking them to call the show. They are having so many supernatural experiences, including angels in their room, crazy stuff God is doing. That they don't really want to share with a lot of people because, you know, they know we're crazy, so they can tell us. So they give me these inboxes. They just have to tell somebody. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Judy, try to send them.
This is weird talking on the phone. I don't know if anyone's listening because my phone always cuts out. So sorry, I keep going, heller. But you guys, God is moving strong. And I wish these people who are inboxing me, hear me now. This is Judy. Please come on and share. It's just encouragement. We don't think you're nuts, okay? God's doing crazy things. It's wonderful.
Give them the number. Give them the number of the show.
I put a link on every video. I tell them in my inboxes when they email me, I tell them the same thing. I say, come share this. People are having
dreams.
Hey,
the number to call in, the number to call in is 347-855-8854.
But I'm not going to violate anyone's confidence, you know, by saying it, but I don't think Scott would care.
Hold on, we're
going
to try to get this call if we can.
That's why we're
the 90 seconds.
Is on the phone. I've never seen a talk show like this. Like every bride is a guest on this show.
Correct.
Judy, I think your voice is breaking up a little bit.
Just drop.
We just lost her. We have 56 seconds, y'all. So if you get cut out, I'm sorry, but I'm going to try to extend it right now. I don't know about those that are listening through online if you'll be able to hear what's about to happen, but I'm praying and hoping this will extend for a little bit. See, she's calling back in. Hey, Judy.
No, this is John.
Oh, hey, John.
Yeah, I was just, like, accidentally hanging up. I don't know why. But these people, okay, there's only like a couple minutes left, but I'm just saying, people need to wake up, okay? He's coming now in the name of the Lord. Okay? These people have no love in their heart. I mean, they're like rebuking us constantly, and you're rebuking God because God told me, like, you're not wrong and stuff, and they're basically rebuking God, they're rebuking me. So they just need to repent. God's coming. Have love in your heart. Woo, God's coming now.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's warm and love.
All right, so we're on recording right now. Time's overdue, but I think we can still talk on here. That's pretty cool.
Well, it is cool.
It's recording on the iTunes podcast. So if you like to subscribe to the podcast, it's on Blog Talk Radio podcast.
Okay, yeah. Also, okay, you know the two Super Bowl quarterbacks, their numbers are 18 and 3. And I saw someone saying how Revelation 18:3 is being fulfilled, the fall of Babylon with this game.
Hey, I think we have a caller line.
But Revelation, we're just talking. The Blog Talk Radio show is over.
Yeah, okay, so I can't follow prophecy now?
No, it's over. The show is over. We're just talking to each other right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. This is the first time over here. I just thought I'd listen for a while and get an idea how everybody's doing. And so, yeah, I found the alien information very, very interesting. And I spend a lot of time on YouTube every day, and I'm looking for people who have actual experiences, and I look for people who have experiences similar to mine. And I did have a friend, she just blocked me recently, who had a lot of experience with aliens and abductions and out-of-body experiences and talking to different races of aliens. So everything that was mentioned about the aliens and alien abductions, I find very accurate and right on the money. But I didn't believe in the rapture before Easter Day 2010. I had no opinion whatsoever of it. So I've been listening to a lot of people who have, between their dreams and what they believe will be the date. And of course, everybody has a different opinion about it. But it's been an interesting ride with me. I have to try to decide what's real and what's not real, you know. And as far as the dreams go, I've already had 58 dreams since Easter Day 2010. I can't ignore the dreams, because if the dreams do come from God himself, you know, that's like blasphemy. So that's basically where I am. As far as the aliens go, people don't understand the full scope of what's going on. And the aliens are using the chemtrails. And as far as the Mark of the Beast goes, I discovered that the Mark of the Beast is not only the microchip, RFID chip, but it's also a biological implant. And someone was asking about, if you're not in a country like the United States where you can actually receive a chip, they've got it set up so through the chemtrails you're going to be marked eventually, because the chemtrails have fibers in them. And the fibers are conductive. They conduct electricity. So connected with your DNA and the fibers, they're going to be able to identify everybody. This is what my research has brought me to.
So, but yeah, the Great Escape is going to be before that, because it's, you are going to have a say-so if you're in that generation. If your heart is in the right place, it's not like the chip gets forced on you without any say-so, without any, you know, compensation. The first escape you have is the rapture, and if you don't make that, you will have an option to die, because they're not going to force it on you. They're going to say, well, if you don't take it, you're going to be forced to these FEMA camps and, you know, forced to the tortures and whatever else they have waiting, you know, guillotines waiting.
Yep.
So it's gonna be pretty bad. It's gonna be horrible. But,
yep, it's gonna be bad. That's for sure.
But we're gonna make it. We're out of here. We're leaving.
Yeah. The reason I keep
listening day by day because I try to. During the last part of 2013, especially around December, you know, there was a few people that really highly expected the rapture to happen then. And I really suspect that these are really good people and honest and sincere, and they weren't trying to mislead anybody.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. That's a miracle you're saying that. That's a miracle you're saying that right now, because I am one of those people. And if you just look on YouTube, you can see all the people that had Christmas rapture dreams and those things. They weren't from Satan. They were from Jesus Christ. So what was he trying to say? The rapture didn't happen on Christmas, but this is the season. This is the season that the rapture will happen around the Christmas season, you know, and that's just what it is. So it's like if he didn't come right now, we would have to wait a whole nother year until this time of the season, because this is the season of the rapture. When it does happen, it'll happen in this season. You know, it doesn't happen in the spring or summer, you know.
Right.
That's another amazing thing to look at right now when you just look at all the world news and the things that are happening. This is the season of the rapture, so that's just incredible. It can't happen in the spring or summer.
Yeah.
So we know that is because of God's feast, the seven Jewish feasts. That's how we know what season it's in. The Feast of Trumpets is in the fall, usually.
Right.
That lets us know, you know, this is going to be, they represent, the three feasts in the spring represent the feasts of the spring of time, which were the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection. And then the three fall feasts, they are the rapture feast, the millennium reign feast, and the feast of us being married with him forever. You know, those represent the fall time. So you have the spring of time and then the fall time. And the one in the middle is the Pentecost. That's the feast where the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all mankind. If you ask me, that has just been fulfilled as well. That's why you're seeing on the internet all these people, you know, the Holy Spirit being poured out on them. So the next thing to happen in line is the rapture. And you're even starting to see entertainment industry hint towards the rapture. I mean, it's incredible. The entertainment industry is talking about a rapture.
Yeah, there's a new rapture movie, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's Rapture the Movie, I think it is. I think that's the website. It's made by a guy who went to USC, and I think it's going to be released soon. So might be interesting to see. But anyway, I gotta run. I got something to do, but I just thought I would call in, you know, to let everybody know that I did enjoy this conference call.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Yeah. God bless you too. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Who else is on right now?
Right now we have Katie, Bo, and then we have Dustin, and we just lost John, I guess. And then we have, is this Carol?
Yes.
Hey, and then we have, who else do we have? One more person. Is it Scott?
Scott,
hello?
Are you there?
Oh,
hello?
Scott dropped.
Okay, he'll probably call back in a minute. We've had a lot of dropped calls.
Oh, okay.
I think we're still live, actually, on chat.
Can anybody?
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Oh, he's trying to call. He just read on the chat. He's about to call back.
Scotty?
Yeah.
Excellent. We need to hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott is trying to call in.
Ask people in chat if they can still hear.
Can the people in this chat still hear us right now?
I can hear you guys.
Good deal. We still got 8 people in the chat room.
Oh, boy.
We had 20 tonight in the chat room.
Wow, is this the biggest
whole program?
Is this the biggest crowd you've had so far?
What now?
Is this the biggest crowd you've had so far?
No, we've actually, it's been pretty consistent. Every night we've had a pretty good turnout. I'm actually going to see what my statistics are because other people can watch us on iTunes and can download the link or whatever. So let me tell you all the stats that we've had. We've had live listens. We had 258.
Wow, today?
Wow.
258 people listened in today, so.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And that was, they actually downloaded the radio broadcast, so.
And let's see. Every episode live today. Well, that's not today. That's yesterday.
Let's see. Our last broadcast we had 42 people just call. I mean, online. I think and then 55 live. We're listening in. Yeah, the stats are kind of confusing on here, but yeah, we've had a good number.
Wow.
We had 4 people looking on iTunes today.
That's awesome.
Well, that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had 230 on the browser, smartphone 21 people, iTunes 4 people, unknown 2 people, and other 1 person.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure what the one or other is, though.
Now, let me see if he's calling back in. Scott, are you calling back in still? We've got Jason Chambers on the line, John Doe for God, Jag 83. Then we've got, I don't know who the other people are, but let's see. I guess he doesn't have service or something. Is John calling back in?
I don't think he's on here.
Okay.
You mean text him?
Yeah, we'll try texting him and see.
Carter,
I'm going to tell him to get online. Carter's going to get on. Yeah, he's not calling in, guys. I don't know.
Can you call back in after the broadcast is actually over since you extended it? Can they call back in?
They can't call back in. Oh, okay. Okay, so the people that's call got dropped, they're not able to call back in, I guess, because we're technically not on air, but so y'all can leave if y'all want to. I'm just letting you know we're still open and people are still listening in. So if you have anything to share.
I just want to share, and, you know, we can post this later, but I don't want to forget, and that is that even though I don't follow the, the Chinese calendar, I found it interesting that their new year is beginning this month, you know, I think in a couple of days or something, and it's the year of the horse. And I thought that's very interesting in light of the poor horseman of the tribulation. It's the year of the horse in the Chinese calendar. So I wanted to bring that up earlier, but when everybody's on the phone, we're all talking, and I don't want to hog it up. And anyway, I thought I wanted to let people know there's something there. That's just another sign
that we're leaving very soon. Once the four horsemen really start manifesting themselves, we have to be out of here.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Now, Dustin, did you hear about the food shortages?
Where at?
Apparently, this man, I don't know if you follow him, Larrabee.
I'm not sure.
He said there's major food shortages have begun in the USA.
Wow.
And he provided a link for it. So
I believe it. Bring it on. See, when I hear stuff like that, I get excited. Some people are like, why are you getting excited about that? That's not good, but it is good because we know the Lord is coming.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So that is exciting.
When's the last time we had an earthquake in Ohio, I wonder? Is that common?
Ohio is so
flat. I don't know how it would be. I don't know.
Because there's
been a lot of volcano activity.
Yeah.
It's not that common, but they're sitting on a major fault line that goes throughout the country that's dormant at the moment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There were three
massive bombs in Egypt today that went off.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
What else happened today?
Hundreds of parents flocking to Colorado for miracle medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Let me get to my prophetic.
I also heard a bunch of pilot whales were washing up on the shore. A bunch of whales were washed up on the shore. That was today.
What washed up on the shore?
Pilot whales. It's a species of whale.
Oh.
They were washing up on the shore.
Yeah.
Okay, so these were some headlines today. Church entering new air under Pope Francis, top papal advisor says. A cardinal said an October synod of bishops on the family would tackle new social issues such as surrogate parenthood, childless marriages, and same-sex partnerships, which were not even visible on the horizon at the last family synod in 1980. Let's see, we got IRS targets Hollywood conservative. The conservative group in Hollywood shrouded in secrecy for fear of backlash from powerful movie industrial liberals is being investigated by the Internal Revenue Service after applying for tax-exempt status. A friend of AIM has attempted to stay under the radar and is fiercely determined to protect the identity of its 1,500 members. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Target, a bunch of people, try not to sign up for anything in Target because a lot of people's identity is being stolen.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Send it on Target.
There's a lot going on, actually. So much
where something has to give. I heard China bought the U.S. dollar. They bought our whole Federal Reserve.
Oh, and Russia. Is it Canada who's in charge of Skype? Is that right?
Who is it?
Oh, the U.K. is in charge of Skype, but Russia is now collecting all our information off Skype. So if you have anything on Skype that's personal, I would take it off.
I don't use Skype. I don't use Facebook.
Yeah, I don't use Skype.
At least four killed as large explosion hits Cairo police headquarters. A car bomb struck the main Egyptian police headquarters Friday in the heart of Cairo, killing at least four people in a huge symbolic attack. This was today.
It's chaos in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's pretty bad over there.
mean, Israel is like attacking Syria right now, which is starting World War III. You know, when the Lord's not gonna, he's not gonna allow these countries to attack Syria, but they're already lined up. Like Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran are on one side, and they're going against America and Israel and the UK. But the ploy is that the U.S. is not really their ally. We've been Israel's ally for over 30 years because our plan is really to destroy them. So we're like that brother who's really going to knife them in the back. And that's seriously what Babylon's plot is on Israel, to be their ally.
Yeah, we're
all
like
the way
Judas
up until the
Iscariot.
End. Yeah, exactly. We are Judas Iscariot. That's what we are. So, you know, Obama is not really friends with Israel. He's a Muslim.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, he's no friend of...
He wants to destroy Israel. And I also heard that shipping thousands of Muslims over here. They are shipping thousands of those tyrant Muslims over here. Yeah, and there's Chinese troops over here. There's Russian troops over here because they won't. They know that these troops won't feel any kind of remorse for killing American civilians. So that's why the American soldiers won't be on our streets. They'll have foreign troops on our streets when martial law comes. You know, that's crazy.
What does this mean? Does anyone know what this means? The Syrian Electronic Army claimed responsibility for hacking some of U.S. broadcaster CNN's social media accounts. The network said the compromised accounts included its main page, Facebook page, Twitter page, and blogs for the Situation Room and Crossfire.
Have you guys heard of a website called beforeitsnews.com?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a crazy website. It's a lot of information on there. You go to the spirituality tab, it just screams out rapture now. The things that are really going on right now.
Ooh, I'm doing that right now. What is it under? Spirituality?
Yeah, go to the spirituality tab and just look at some of the recent articles on there.
Whoa, yeah.
We're definitely in the tribulation. That's why things are happening. It's not really a pre-tribulation rapture, and we are in the tribulation.
Now, is the satanic statue up?
I don't think so. I think they're trying to get it up.
Yeah, someone said more confirmation tsunami in East Coast is imminent. It's coming. Warning.
Yep. And that could be that's gonna happen while during the Super Bowl because it's gonna flood Manhattan. In the 2012 movie, it flooded Manhattan. I've had the dream about the flood in Manhattan, and other people have had a prophetic dream about the flood in Manhattan. It's gonna be waves in the city. So they're having this Super Bowl thing, man. It's really about to go down during that whole thing. They've never had a Super Bowl in New York before, you know. So I really feel like this is huge. Wow.
Someone said they had a vision of Virginia.
Or is that
just
the
attacks
in the
new $100 bill?
On the new $100 bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Chicago destroyed, tsunami hits Virginia. This is a vision someone had.
That's crazy. Yeah, I had a dream. I was in New York City, and I saw a huge 100-foot wave come over the building, and I had to just cope with the fact I was going to die, and the Lord prepared. Like, he split the waves, and I walked right through it out of this building.
Wow. I had a tsunami dream, too, the other night, actually.
I had one.
So it doesn't really matter if you're in the pathway.
Ago.
If you're in the pathway of the danger, it doesn't really matter. That's why the rapture is going to happen before that huge judgment, because you're going to have an escape before he starts doing that. Because it's going to be like simultaneous judgment, like the earth, the major earthquake, the tsunamis on the East Coast. It's going to be simultaneous. You know.
This is what I find is really strange. There are thousands of U.S. Army troops are to be replaced with robots, and 70% of traditional jobs are threatened. Well, yeah. But that's crazy.
Well, it makes sense that that's what would happen, because they're going to be getting rid of people. You know, the powers that be want to get rid of. They want to you know, we have the, we're talking about the mark of the beast, all right, but there's also going to be a lot of people that, you know, they're, I don't know, they may not even have the chance to take the mark of the beast because they're trying to do away with food. You know, they're trying, you know, the powers that be want to get rid of the old people. They want to get rid of the sick people. They want to get rid of the people that are destitute, the poor people. They want to get rid of the people that are on drugs because they want to control. They want, you know, in their own weird way, a purist race like Hitler wanted. So, you know, that. They're experimenting with all these robots so that they can get rid of all these people, and that way.
Right, and in the meantime, everyone's watching football. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People are just, you know, what amazes me is how is it that these stadiums are filled with people when these tickets so very much, and we're in a recession, or you know, the unemployment is
and what's
skyrocket.
Even worse, what is that money going to? That money's going to fund, like, what, prostitution and sex slaves and all kinds
of... Yeah, and then enslaving us, that is going into the New World Order. And
yeah.
The chip and all that, that's where the money's going. But the
yeah.
people that are
and
living in fantasy land get paid the most money in the world, the people that are athletes, the actors, the musicians that aren't really helping anyone,
right?
They get paid the most. But the firefighters, the policemen, the teachers, the ones that are doing the most help, they get paid the least, you know?
Exactly.
It's like reverse of what it should be. And the hospital workers, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Give them $1 million, not give a guy $1 million to hit a basket, I mean, to hit a, you know, a ball
yeah.
or to shoot
yeah.
a basketball.
Yeah. Sugar basket, yeah, millions of dollars. And
yeah.
in fact, I just read right now Julia Roberts was religious, and I checked her to see what, you know, which religion she follows, right? And you know what? She's a Hindu. She's a devoted Hindu. Julia Roberts,
wow.
a devoted Hindu. She and her family go to a Hindu temple several times a week, and they chant. Isn't that gross? I mean, how does anybody, a Hindu temple where they have the grossest statues there with all these arms coming out of your body and what have you? And she goes to a Hindu temple.
You know what was fascinating? When I went to California this past summer, I saw actually the new Scientology church being built in California, and that was something to see. I mean, it was the creepiest thing. I mean, it was massive, right in the middle of Hollywood. And it was
really
weird. Yeah, I mean, it was something to see, really.
And the Mormon Tabernacle.
Wow,
well,
yeah, that's another.
The Mormons, when I went out to Salt Lake City, actually me and my dad were driving back through there a long time ago when we went out for a trip, and we went to, like, the whole museum thing because it was just like a little tourist trap thing, and they had, like, these so-called beautiful women. They weren't that beautiful, but they try to say they were beautiful, and they had them outside the door trying to encourage you to come into the theater and watch a movie about their religion, and
mm-hmm.
it was just trying to attract you in so that way you would get trapped because they know what it's about. And it's
right.
Every time the Mormon people come to the door on their bicycles, I make sure to run upstairs and hide because I don't want to listen to it.
Oh,
the torture chamber in San Diego. fascinating.
Yeah,
pretty freaky.
I saw the pictures.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I personally, I can't say I enjoy, but I engage Mormons. If they approach me, I know the word, and I use it, and I don't give them I have a lot of fun with them, because I know, first, just so you all know, they will only use a King James Bible. So if you're going to show them the word, you have to have a King James Bible, because they will not listen to you. If you open another translation, they're going to fight you tooth and nail, telling you that that's not a proper translation. So even though I use all Bibles, all different translations, so that I can get a much better understanding. But I do have the King James, you know, word in me, because that's how I was raised in the first 2 or 3 years of my salvation. Now, that said, when I talk to them, you know, they're usually very pleasant. You know, hello, how are you? It's a beautiful day, and yes, it's a beautiful day, and whatever, right? And then I say, hey, I have a question for you guys. See, I'm the one that asks them. I right away ask them, hey, I have a question for you all. Do you all believe Jesus is God? And they'll come back and say, well, Jesus is the Son of God. I said, yes. I know he's the Son of God, but do you all believe he is God? And they'll come back and tell you, yeah, he's the Son of God. They'll never say to you that he is God. So I'll say, well, I know he's the Son of God, but see right here in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then, you know, it came down, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You know, I show them the scriptures. I let them look at the scriptures. And then I'll take them to Isaiah 9:6, where it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, ta-da, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And there you have it, right in that scripture. The Son is called the Mighty God, and he's also called the Everlasting Father. And in the King James, what's awesome too, is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 6 and 7, it says that there are three that bear record in heaven. And these three are one. And I'll say to them, and they are the Father, and then I'll have, you know, I play with them, right? And they'll say, the Son, and I say, look what it says. Well, look what it says. The Word. And they'll say, oh. I said, see, it doesn't say the Son. It says the Word. And the Spirit. And these three are one. And I say it in a very loving way, because they need the gospel too. But see, I've had a lot of experience with them. I've done a lot of research in the Mormons, and then if they start really pressing me, which once in a while they have, I'll just stop them and say, or I'll tell you what, I will never ever believe in your religion, because Jesus Christ was and is not the brother of Lucifer. They believe that Jesus is the brother of Lucifer. And I will say, and I tell him right off the bat, he is not the brother of Lucifer, and Jesus Christ is God. And his spirit lives inside of me. The Father and the Son.
Hey, Dustin, is there anything else going on? Dustin? Hello? All right, I think we lost Dustin. Who else is on the line? Hey, we'll catch y'all tomorrow night at 5:30.
Okay.
Central time.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.